Now, Catherine Lana, often speak to her at Browser's Bookshop. You may well see her articles in Suffolk Magazine, other magazines as well. So she's a local gal. She loves her books. She is a journalist as well. And she's taken on Leslie's readers. At least we said for 3 months until you decided whether you could cope or not, whether I would kick you out or not.
Yes, that's right. I'm sure it'll be great fun.
We'd already been set A Man Called Ove to read by Frederick Backman. You'd read it anyway, hadn't you?
Yes, and it's a great choice, I think.
Who am I? I just know whether I like a book or don't like a book. And I wrote myself a few little notes about it, and I stopped writing because I got so into the book that I didn't get around to it. But it's like Marquez's Grumpy Old Gits on a Friday, and I said, this starts out with a grumpy old git, and then four chapters in, there's a sort of a bombshell.
Yeah.
And the whole book is a real weave about this man, Ove. He's quite elderly when you meet him. It's really sad, really, the situation that he's in. But then as the story goes on, you learn more and more about him. And in a way, would it be fair to say it's almost a love story within itself as well, do you think?
His relationship with his wife is very key. And I think the power of the book is that it's telling us more than that initial story. We're going behind the story that's in all of us, I think. We all behave in a certain way because of what's happened to us. And we can all be quite judgmental. We can make assumptions about other people from what we see of them in that moment. But we don't know their backstory. And I think that's what we find out with this man, that he seems really grumpy and obnoxious and a real stickler for rules and regulations. But why is he like that? And little by little, it just draws that story out. And it's so amazing because it is little by little. We gradually get to know him. Yeah. And that is really beautiful.
And it isn't, I mean, you learn stuff, but you don't learn it in an obvious way. It just happens to sort of drop into conversation and you suddenly realise another little thread to the story.
That's right. It's a really clever narrative because there's so much in it, but you don't feel overwhelmed by it. It's like, and I think I've read it a couple of times now because it's such a wonderful book and I've wanted to tell so many people about it. And each time there's much more in it and you see more in the characters, but you also see more in the descriptions. There's little gems about Ove's approach to modern life, things that he's irritated by that I think we can all relate to because we all have our own little grievances. But there's also the things about his relationships with other people and his character that little by little we find out more about.
I must call him Ove, mustn't I?
It's like all these things,
when you read it and you still get, because I didn't ever read it aloud, it's, you just get it stuck in your head. One little bit, because you do learn about his wife, it's difficult to say too much without spoiling the book for you, which I don't want to do, but he had a lovely phrase. He says she was all the colour he had.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because early on we find out tiny little things about her as well, and one of the things was that she saw him in a different way, and you could tell very, very sensitive, delicate things put in the text that meant that she saw something in him that the others didn't see. And as we progress through the book, we see more of that character, more of what she saw in him. But in his obnoxiousness, we gradually see the tenderness in him as well towards her and her memory. So that's really powerful, I think.
And I know that you worry about that. You feel you ought to warn people because at the beginning of the book, he's in a certain situation. You feel you need to warn people about
that. It's just when you are recommending books to people in the shop, you have to be quite careful because you don't know what their backstory is, what their history is, or if they're buying it as a gift, what that person's story is. Because sometimes people want to give a book that's going to cheer somebody up, and this book really does make you smile in so many ways, but also it's got this tragedy and underlying things. And the main thing at the beginning is that Ove's decided he's had enough because he's lost his wife, and he's decided there's nothing else that he wants to live for. And unfortunately he tries to commit suicide, and that's the really terrible thing, and that's the underlying tack in the
narrative.
That's
the start almost, isn't
it?
Yeah,
but I think you'd call it black humour because it doesn't work, and it's the bungled attempts when he's such a stickler that I think is it's quite funny. But, you know, if you've got any sort of personal experience, that's a really difficult story to read, I think. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming. But you would want to warn people.
It is, yeah. Because it is. When you first read the book, it is quite dark, isn't it?
Yes.
To start off with, and slowly the light seeps in. And you also love the fact that neighbours come through this. I mean, neighbours are part of all our lives, but and either a little bit or a lot. And as you say, this is a real reflection, isn't it? You see this grumpy old man, but things in a neighbourhood, but it isn't quite what it all seems.
No, mainly because he doesn't seem to be looking out for other people. He seems quite angry and really fed up with people. You know, they don't behave in the way that he thinks they should behave, and he's very impatient. But actually, as you find out more about him, you realise why he's like that, and is he really quite so grumpy? Because he does do an awful lot for other people, but he finds it quite hard to accept other people's help. And it's the neighbours, a young family, and their determined nature to help him, to look out for him, to give him food, nice food every now and again, and they save him in just lots of ways, and he looks after them too, though he wouldn't. Not very willingly,
no,
it seems.
But he does, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
And at the end, because Marco was asleep one Sunday morning, I think it wasn't, so I got... This is, we were talking about Kindle versus book. And if it's dark, you can read one of the... whether it's an iPad or whatever that you've got. And I was reading this book and I was sobbing away in the corner, trying not to wake him up, because it's lovely at the end, but it's really sad, isn't it?
It is. And actually, there are a few moments as you go through. I mean, the relationship with his wife that you've mentioned, I mean, that's really touching in so many ways. And also some of the injustices that happen to Ove over the life and turn him into the character that he is. I mean, that's really quite sad, and it did, you know, it does touch a chord as you're reading that. But I think that's one of the amazing things about this book, is that you're, one minute you think you're going to burst into tears, and the next minute you are giggling a little bit because of all the silly little things that he does and the things that he observes about modern life and stuff. So it's amazing for changing your emotions in that way, I think.
I think it's a brilliant book. You gave it, I think on your website, I saw 4 stars out of 5.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Does it take a lot to get
I'm
you to
quite
this
strict
five?
About that. Yeah.
Well, you do have to leave it for the, but I think I'm going to give it 4.5. It was a fantastic, it's a lovely, easy read, great book, a great ending, and it sort of, it does change your perception. I think it could change you a little bit if you read it as
yes
well.
I think so. We've all got a story behind us and we need to be more understanding of each other, I think.
So if you haven't read it, it's A Man Called Ove, and the author is Frederick Backman. You can read more on Catherine's website. You can go and get yourself a copy, I'm sure, from the library, buy yourself a book, download it, whichever way. So if you haven't read it, it comes highly recommended.